right, we'll go ahead and continue with Oregon coach Willie Taggart. The Ducks are on the road at Washington on Saturday evening. We'll go ahead and take questions for coach.
To ask a question, press star followed by the number one. Your first question is from Leo Haggerty at Sports Magazine.
Good afternoon, coach.
Good afternoon.
Coach, in the interest of fairness and with all the travel that the Pac-12 has to do, shouldn't the schedule makers give a bye to both teams before a Thursday or Friday night game just to make the playing field even?
I think it'll make it, I mean, from a competitive standpoint, it'll make it even, but I just don't know how, with all these different games and schedules, I just don't know how they can make that work for everyone, you know, so... It would be fair for everyone, but as we all know, life ain't fair. So we just got to deal with it the way it comes and prepare your team the best way you can.
Coach, last question. Good luck this weekend against Washington. What's the one thing that surprised you about Pac-12 football that you really didn't expect so far?
The one thing that surprised me, really nothing, to be honest with you. Nothing really surprised me. Everything I'm seeing is kind of what I expected, you know, and some good football. The parity in this conference is like no other. You have to come ready to play every single week. And but other than that, there's nothing really surprising.
Thank you, Coach. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you very much.
And again, that is star one for questions. Your next question is from Mike Wilson, NBC Sports Radio.
So, Coach, with Washington this weekend, how do you pick your poison? Because they're so dynamic and they got so many weapons on either side of the ball. Like, how do you approach this game?
Kind of like we approach pretty much every game. You know, it doesn't matter. I mean, Washington is Washington, and like you said, they're dynamic. They're dynamic at every spot, and we can't worry about that. We got to control us, you know, and make sure that we're very solid in our preparation and understanding what we're doing. I think that's the only way you have a chance to beat a well-coached winning football team is being sure about what to do, prepare really well, and go out and make sure that you're dynamic in multiple areas. And the only way you can do that is by preparing the right way.
All right. Thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
And again, that is star one for questions.
Any additional questions for Coach? Last chance. There you go. Easy enough for you.
You got to love it, baby. Thank you all.
Go get some lunch.
All right, buddy.
All right, Willie. Thank you for your time. Good luck this week.
All right, bye now.